You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Philippa Hitchin. Pope Francis flies to the Cuban capital on Friday for an unprecedented meeting with the leader of the Russian Orthodox Church, Patriarch Kirill. The private conversation between the two leaders will take place at Havana Airport and is expected to last for a couple of hours, after which Pope Francis will continue on to Mexico City at the start of his pastoral visit to that Latin American nation. The Pope and the Patriarch will also sign a common declaration on issues of shared concern, such as the problem of persecuted Christians in the Middle East, the challenges of secularization, the protection of life, and other areas where Catholics and Orthodox can cooperate more closely together. The president of the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity, Cardinal Kurt Koch, will be accompanying Pope Francis in Havana for this historic encounter. He talked to me about the conditions that made this long-awaited meeting possible. Cardinal Koch, this meeting between the Pope and the Patriarch was kept a secret until 1 week ago. When did you first understand that the time was right for this meeting, and what really made it possible, in your view?
I think it needs to make a difference between the desire of the Patriarch that he wants to meet the Holy Father and the circumstances in which the Patriarch said it's not possible to meet the Holy Father. This was just a long time. Just my first visit in Moscow, the Patriarch has said this. But the time is coming in last year, and I think this announcement of the Holy Father returning from Constantinople to Rome, that he has the great desire to meet the Patriarch. And the Patriarch can say when and where this meeting can be happened, and I will come. I think this announcement has opened the door, and the Patriarch is very happy to meet now the Holy Father in this time.
Patriarch Kirill is very happy, but there are many other Russian Orthodox bishops who are not so keen on this meeting and not so ecumenically minded, if you like. How much resistance do you think is Kirill facing?
I think that this decision of the Patriarch is very courageous, because he knows that not all agree with this meeting with the Holy Father. But the Patriarch has the impression the time is come to do it.
This will also affect the Russian Orthodox Church's relationship with the other Orthodox churches, particularly with the Ecumenical Patriarchate in Constantinople. And some would see this perhaps as a smart move by Moscow to gain Vatican support ahead of the Pan-Orthodox Council in Crete.
The reaction that I have heard from other Orthodox Patriarchates are very grateful for this meeting, because we have many relations, above all with the Ecumenical Patriarch and with other Orthodox Patriarch, but we have never had a meeting between the Patriarch of the Russian Orthodox Church and the Pope of Rome. And I think this will be a beautiful path also for deepen the relationship with the Orthodoxy in common, and can be a contribution also for the Pan-Orthodox Synod, when the Orthodox can refine a better unity between themselves.
It will undoubtedly, though, complicate the relationship in Ukraine, particularly with both the Orthodox Church and also with the Greek Catholic Church in Ukraine. How concerned are you about those consequences of this meeting?
Both sides are very concerned of this difficult situation in Ukraine, because the Holy Father knows the situation, and the Greek Catholic a part of the Catholic Church, and it's clear this is a great concern of the Holy Father. And of the other side, the Russian Orthodox Patriarch is very concerned of the situation, because in the Ukraine we have a schism between the Orthodox Church. We have three different Orthodox churches, and this is not easy to discuss this matter, but I think the meeting can be a beautiful opportunity to deepen this not easy question.
Will these subjects be on the agenda during this long two-hour meeting between the Pope and the Patriarch?
I think that is not possible to avoid this thing.
And what are your hopes, your expectations perhaps, from that discussion?
I hope that we can have a better understanding between the two sides, and to provide better relations for the future.
The Russian Orthodox Church is also seen by many critics of being very close to the Moscow government, very supportive of Putin's policies. How much concern is there in the Vatican, perhaps, about the political impact of this meeting?
We don't have a meeting between two politicians, but we have a meeting between two leaders of churches. It will be a religious, spiritual meeting between two heads of churches, but it's clear the political issues are present also by the discourses of speeches by the Holy Father about justice, peace, safeguard of the creation and human rights. And it's clear that this theme will be also present.
Finally, how important will the joint declaration be, do you think, in terms of the future of this relationship?
This common declaration will be published after the personal meeting. And in this sense, we cannot speak about the content of this declaration. But I think there can be many themes for deepen the relations between the Orthodox and the Catholic Church.